Another day of 2-a-days. What did you think of the morning session so far? Wasn't as hot today, so did you like the tempo today?
Yeah, well, this is our third morning 2-a-day practice, and the weather's a lot better on 2-a-days because it's cooler in the morning than you have a night practice. We went back to some fundamental work on some of the things that we didn't do a good job on in the scrimmage, and then we continued to progress a little bit schematically. But overall, the players had a good attitude and worked hard, and it was a good practice.
Offensively, after the last scrimmage, you know, didn't get as good running, pushing the line, running back kind of struggle with yards per carry. Mm-hmm. What did you do today to kind of try and emphasize that, you think?
Well, there were a couple of things when that happens. There's certainly some fundamental things with the runners that were correcting that I think affected their reads. I think there were a couple of technique issues up front. But more than anything, it was really our mental approach going into the scrimmage. And so really the work was technical, it was fundamental, but at the same time understand that if you don't have the right attitude or approach going into a drill or a scrimmage, you're going to get your tail whipped.
And then the attitude was a lot better today, you think, going into practice?
It was.
What about defensively? They did a lot better than the previous scrimmage this last time. You still like their attitude this week?
Well, you know, it's the same old story. You know, you have a little success. How do you handle it? And first run period we had, we didn't do very well on defense, and that's probably to be expected. We were feeling a little good about the scrimmage, so we had to remind them the mindset we need to be in to be good defense.
Any players in particular on defense kind of standing out to you right now?
I mean, none different than what we talked about in the scrimmage.
Okay.
I mean, nothing new.
And then still juggling around with different punt returners to find somebody that can be consistent?
Still working on punt return to see who can be a consistent punt catcher, but also someone who's got a threat, you know, to get some yards.
What do you want to see tonight to heading in, kind of closing the week before going into the final week of camp?
Well, tonight's going to be a lot of team-oriented, pass work, third down stuff, a lot of space work. We're going to do some first and 10 and sub personnel. So we'll do a little less clanging and a little more space-oriented plays.
And then again, it's just more about all about attitude, staying hyped, keeping the same tempo for the rest of camp.
Well, it's consistency and performance. It's what I talk to the team about all the time. You're not going to have a great day every day, but what you can't have is a bad day. So it's just coming out here and getting consistent good work, and I think when you do that, you learn how to play consistent football week to week.